The Emerson Drug Company, in cooperation with the drug, cosmetic, and allied industries, salute those responsible for maintaining and furthering a particularly worthy cause, the Veterans Information Program. All aboard for Vox Pop, the show that travels America to bring you the voice of the people, thanks to the makers of Tonight's Bromo Seltzer's Vox Pop program travels to Kalamazoo, Michigan, to talk with workers of the Ingersoll Steel and Disc Division of Borg Warner, makers of Beach Buster amphibian tanks. And now, here are your two Vox Poppers, Mark Johnson and Warren Hull. Come in, Kalamazoo.
This is Boss Johnson.
And this is Warren Hull. And here are 3,000 Ingersoll workers and their families. Folks mighty proud of what their amphibian tanks are doing in landing operations all around the globe. Aren't you, folks, huh?
Some of you may ask, what's a beach buster? Well, it's the grown-up big brother of the alligator and the water buffalo. It's an amphibian tank equally at home on land or water. It's a vehicle like those that our Marines used on Iwo. It's like those that some of our soldiers used to cross the Rhine. According to the Marines, it's the noisiest, roughest, and the most unstoppable vehicle yet devised for war. Oh, come on, Warren, and bust the beach with our first beach buster.
Okay, this fellow knows as much about them as anyone because he lives with them all day. He's a test driver. He took part in me for a thrilling ride the other day across fields, through swamps, and out in the lake. He's 38, a big fellow, lean and tan. After entry in the Army while driving tanks, he came up here to Ingersoll. John Eberhardus. John, before we start, I was just wondering if you were the All-American Eberhardus at Michigan.
No, that's my smaller brother.
Oh, your smaller brother.
That's right.
Oh, I see. Well, which one?
Herman.
Oh, Herman, huh?
That's right.
He can lick you anytime, though.
I don't think so.
Say, John, you've never been injured in a beach buster, have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
You feel pretty safe in them?
Well, I'd go anywhere with them.
You would?
I'd do anything.
Well, I know you put them through their paces all right. You've tested the earlier model LBTs, haven't you?
Yes, hundreds of them.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are these beach busters better?
Well, they're more maneuverable and easier to handle and can do most anything with them.
Mm-hmm.
Very fast. Good thing. Real good thing.
Well, I know they're easy to drive. And parked an ice sat in there and took over. And if we could do that without any lessons left, must be easy. They'll go places where no other vehicle will go, won't they?
That's right. They'll go anywhere.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even where a Jeep won't go?
Oh, surely. There's no Jeep to go or a beach special.
On land, I mean.
Yeah. Well,
that's really saying something, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, now, suppose you were a Jap and you saw that thing galloping at full speed across the ground towards you, firing as it came, huh?
Well, I think I'd commit hair carry.
Let's hope a lot of them will. Say, have you done a breakdown test on it?
Yes, I did. One of the earlier models, or the first one, two assistants and myself.
How long?
For 150 hours.
150 hours?
That's right.
Steady driving, huh?
That's right.
Well, who busted first, you or the beach buster?
Well, we both came out pretty good.
I think these people out here are sort of enthusiastic about that buggy.
I guess they are. They all like it.
Well, you know, John, you sound as though you like your work. What do you like most about it?
Well, it's outdoors, and I always like to work outdoors.
Mm-hmm. What have you done before this?
Oh, I sailed on the Great Lakes for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I run a cider mill myself.
A cider mill?
That's right.
You did? Well, boy, I know about that Michigan cider. I'm crazy about it. I want to know if you ran your cider mill the way John Booth used to run his in our town when I was a boy.
Well, I don't know. I used to have the boys think I was pretty nice. They liked my cider, and I used to let them drink all they wanted free, and they thought it was pretty nice.
That's the way John Booth used to do with us, boy. When I was a boy. Oh, that's grand. I know you're the sort of fellow who would do that, John. We want to thank you very much, John, for telling us about this new weapon that's going to bust the Japs right in the beach and then climb all over them. And now it's time to talk about something else. Bromo Seltzer has for you, as a complete change from those grease-stained coveralls that you wear most of the week, bluish-gray herringbone Swiss tweed suit with maroon thin stripes. That was enough to get there. I hope this one won't be as hard to pronounce all this. We're ordering for you a custom-built bowling ball tailored to your digital dimensions. And it'll come in a fine zipper case just like this one that Dave has right there. And best of all, you haven't seen anything yet. Best of all, here's a complete set of Shakespeare. Complete set of, no, wait a minute. This will fool you. It's an 8-ounce fly rod with a nylon line and automatic reel in a case. It's the last one in existence. You know, the Shakespeare factory is right here in Kalamazoo, but folks, don't think that you can get one there. They just ain't got any. We tried. Thank you very much, and good luck to you, John Everhart.
Thank you.
Okay, folks.
Come on, it's right in front of you. Folks, you know that women in industry are doing a magnificent job in production of vital war materials. Here's the mother of five who works the night shift making beach busters. And I've no doubt at all that she thinks constantly of her 18-year-old son, Dennis, who's out there in the Pacific tonight with the 1st Marine Division. We want you to know her from Kalamazoo, Michigan, Mrs. Phoebe Van Dusen. Ms. Van Dusen, Mr. Van Dusen works also, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Does he work today or night shift?
He works the day shift.
Oh, a day shift. Well, when do you get home?
Well, I get home about 6:15 to 6:30, and he leaves the house at 6:45, gets back at 5 at night.
Who fixes breakfast, you or Mr. Van Dusen?
Mr. Van Dusen gets up and calls my 13-year-old son. He gets breakfast.
Oh, he does?
And he's ready when I get home.
And you've got some daughters at home, too, haven't you?
My daughter at home just up at about 6:15, 6:30, but it takes her all that time to get ready to leave.
Well, we won't talk about the girls. Well, who drives the car to work?
My husband drives the car to work in the morning.
You walk?
I ride my bicycle.
Oh, ride a bicycle. Pretty good at it, huh?
Well, I can keep from falling off, Robert. That's something.
What is your work? What do you do out the plant?
I'm a drill press operator.
Drill press?
That's
those big machines that drill holes?
That's right.
Can you, any special one you use, or?
Well, I work any one of 13 different machines.
I know that we saw you on that big one the other night.
Can work two at a time. I have worked three machines at one time.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Do you like that work?
I certainly do. I'm crazy about it.
What is it about it you like?
Well, that would be something that's very hard to explain. There's just something about pulling that drill down through the steel and the bite of that going through that. Just inexplainable, but it's there, and I certainly love it.
You've got the feel of it, haven't you? Say, do you catch up on your sleep on weekends?
What do you mean, catch up on my sleep on weekends?
Well, do you?
Well, hardly, seeing how I have to out the farm on weekends through the summer.
What farm?
Well, we have a farm about 18, 20 miles out from here, and my husband goes out there and works it, and I go out and help him.
On the weekend?
Sure.
After working all the week at night?
Oh, that's nothing.
What do you raise out there?
Well, we raise mostly garden truck, but we do have some cantaloupe and watermelon. That's our main thing. We mix the other things in with it.
Little things on the side that you like to eat yourself, huh?
Strawberries and raspberries.
Uh-huh. Say, is he out there now, or is he working?
He goes out there next Sunday for the summer.
And from then on, weekends, we'll find you there.
Weekends, a couple of times through the week, depending on how I happen to feel when I get out of work in the morning.
Sounds to me like this is 100% production and fighting family you've got, these Van Dusen. There's something else occurs to me right there. Folks like you who are busy, really in the war, don't have much time for little petty bickering and complaining,
that's
do
true.
You?
That's true. And if you're busy and if you're working, there's no time for dissatisfaction.
That sounds like a real worker.
I always read dissatisfaction and discontentment.
Well, lady, you're not idle. You look very happy about it. Let's talk about Dennis a little bit, your son in the Marines.
Oh, I can always talk about Dennis after all. The oldest son, you know, that means quite a good old one.
What's his outfit, you know?
He's in the 5th Marines, the 1st Division, somewhere in the Pacific.
Uh-huh. You know, does he know anything about these Amtrak?
Well, when he was in his boot training, that was one of his jobs, as co-pilot in one of them, and he certainly thought a great deal of them.
Well, he made Bus think more of them now that Mom was back working on
them. Well, he used to write back and tell us that it gave him a wonderful feeling when he crawled into one of them to know that his mother had at least a little hand in helping produce it.
You know what kind of job he's doing with the
At
Marines
the present
now?
Time, he has been changed into an assistant flamethrower.
Oh, boy, one of those wicked guys, isn't it?
Well, they really have a pack to carry on
you
that.
You bet. Way very much. Well, Ms. Van Dusen, when we hear that that 1st Marine Division is going into action, you can be sure that all of us are here are going to be joining with you and pulling for him. First, that he does his job like a good Marine, and second, that he comes home safe and sound when it's all over. It's an inspiration talking to folks like you, and we've all enjoyed it. And now, from Bromo Seltzer, our sponsor, our scouts discovered that you never had one and that you could use one now. So we located for you this rebuilt and guaranteed Hoover Special Vacuum Cleaner. I hope it will lighten your work at home. Hold it here. That's not all. And here's something else very useful on your truck farm. It's a heavy-duty, one-ton, two-wheel trailer. Can you use it out there? Look at
Can
it.
Can I use it?
There it is. Thank you very much, Ms. Van Dusen. And one other thing. Each of you who appear on the program with us will receive a recording of your broadcast. Thank you a lot, Ms. Van Dusen. Yes. Now, friends, a few well-chosen words from that famous transportation expert, Paul Benson.
Clang, clang, clang goes the trolley. Buzz, buzz, buzz goes the bus. But when the noise and discomfort of travel bring on the miseries of common headaches, time to listen to the Bromo Seltzer talking train.
I know what you mean. I am riding that train after today.
So you've learned to fight headache three ways.
Yes, sir. And how I needed that Bromo Seltzer after I got in from a hard business trip this afternoon. Headache, nerves were jumpy, had kind of an upset feeling, too.
And Bromo Seltzer helps?
In a hurry.
Yes, folks, Bromo Seltzer acts fast. It fizzes quickly, dissolves quickly, hurries to the relief of ordinary headache pain. And when three kinds of help are needed, three kinds of help are what Bromo Seltzer gives. Bromo Seltzer acts on head, stomach, and nerves. Helps relieve all three. So you feel three ways better fast. Be ready to give that next headache a battle. Buy a bottle of Bromo Seltzer from your druggist tonight and get set to
fight headache three ways.
Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer, Bromo Seltzer.
Good going, Paul Brenton, and you good old Bromo Seltzer train. You know, there sure are men of parts who put the parts of this beach buster together. For instance, here's one, a former streetcar motorman, highway commissioner, and tavern owner, now welding as the beach busters come down the Ingersoll production line. He's 61, hard as nails. From Kendall, Michigan, Morton J. Weskes. And Mort, tell us, how did you get hard as nails in the first place?
Oh, when we was kids, we was fooling around back in the back end of a blacksmith shop with boxing gloves and such things as that. Knock them down and drag them out.
I see. Well, that's a good start. Did you do any fighting anywhere else?
Oh, I fooled around in the back of the farm with Jim and took all the little boxers, Nelson, Joe Gann, two of those tough guys.
Joe Gann?
I didn't get in the ring with him, understand.
But you worked out with him?
Yeah, right? I worked out with him.
Well, who was the toughest one of all you ever worked out with?
Oh, well, it wasn't badly nothing.
No.
It was Stanley Ketchel.
Stanley Ketchel?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he was really tough, huh?
Yeah, he knocked Johnson down there.
Uh-huh. I say, well, you're...
My name's Johnson.
your nose and ears are still straight.
Well, my nose can be moved all over my face.
Well, how long did you run a streetcar over there?
16 years. 1906 to 1919.
That's a lot of streetcar. You know, women are doing that job in many cities now. Do you think that a woman can make a good streetcar motorman?
Well, they're good welders. Why wouldn't they be good streetcar motormen?
Well, you took off your hat very nicely to all the women welders out there. Why, didn't you?
Well, I'm afraid I'll catch it when I get back, though.
How did you happen to come to Ingersoll?
Well, I spent about 18 months on a WPA, and my time ran out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like it very well.
Yeah?
And I come looking for a job down around town zoo here, and I got to work for a construction company up there that was building one of the new buildings in Ingersoll.
Mm-hmm.
And we got about two of that job. And Mr. Bill Ward, he's down here somewhere.
Yes.
I jumped him for a job.
And you got
it. He says there's a lot of red type for this job if you get it.
Yes.
And I went over to Don Sinkley. I believe I see him sitting in there.
Yes.
He wanted me to go to work that night.
What did they start you on?
Oh, they started me handling brick out of a box truck.
Mm-hmm. I bet you made them fly.
Yeah. Helper and me took 13,000 brick out in 8 hours and 20 minutes at one time.
That is some part of a picture.
I believe I can get that sanctioned right down here somewhere.
That's a lot of brick. Do you like it here at Ingersoll?
Best place I ever worked in my life.
Well, why do you think so?
Well, you're working with a lot of nice boys.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of nice, good foremen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we got one ugly bugger set right down there, I think.
Yeah.
I like to quarrel with him.
Yeah.
But, as a rule, it's a very nice... I'll tell you one thing more. I do want to stress this. Bob Ingersoll himself, when he comes to your shop, he knows his help.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll speak to him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never worked in a place in my life where they... Management would do that.
Well,
young Bob, you can take a bow there. That really makes a smooth running shop. We know that, and there should be more such men running such shops around the country. I can tell you that. Say, we don't have much time to talk to you about anything else. We do know that you have a couple of boys in the service, they told us. And we know that you do a great deal of hunting and fishing around here. Which do you like best to do?
Both.
Well, Mort.
I'm quite a hand to fish.
Yes.
Through a dark house. Now, through the ice. I ain't much of a fish pole out there in the hot sun.
Well, fishing in a dark
house? An angleworm. I like the old steer in the dark house.
Well, you mean where it's completely dark?
Oh, absolutely.
You're looking through a hole in the ice, huh?
Looking through a hole in the ice.
Yeah, boy.
See a fin on the bottom.
I'd like to try that sometime. It sounds fascinating, Mort.
I'm down. I've got it.
Good. You know, I think you're going to be good for 40 more years out here.
Oh, my God. You don't know my wife.
Well, 60 then. We're glad that we could meet you, Mort. And Bromo Seltzer has for you, so that you won't forget us, something you tried hard to find because you're size 50. A zippered suede jacket, and it looks like an overcoat. It's so big. And a work shirt that's also outsized, 18 and a half. There it is. And also a 17 joule anti-magnetic shockproof watch. It'll be very good for welding. And for that 14-year-old son of yours to ride to school on, a brand new beautiful bike with all the fixings, bells, horns, headlights, taillights, all the batteries and the lights. Oh, wait a minute. And to keep him busy on the farm, you know, it's always nice to have a pet around there. So here is a beautiful little white goat that any youngster would love. You think you like that? Thank you very much. Good luck, Mort. And keep on turning out those big bushes. Bye, Park.
Well, that little kid is the cutest little thing. So we go out in front of you, Mike. Folks, Ingersoll Steel and Disc employs a great many discharged veterans. We found them all over the shop when we went out there last weekend. They are building these highly prized amphibian tanks that you're going to hear a lot more about. Here's an ex-Marine. He rode the alligator and the water buffalo overseas, and he knows how much the Marines are going to value this powerful beach buster. Folks, formerly of Springfield, Illinois, now married and from Kalamazoo, ex-Marine Sergeant Kenneth McDonald. Then is just you and your wife at home?
Well, we're just children now.
Now?
Three shortly. Well, that's what we heard. I want to confirm it right off the bat. She was from Kalamazoo?
Well, she was originally from most parts of Illinois.
You met her in the service,
sir. I met her after I came back from overseas.
What marine outfit are you in?
I was in the 1st Marine Division.
1st Division?
Well,
you were discharged for your wounds, were you not?
Well, I got a little too close to a 500 pound bomb over there. Also got malaria.
But you look well now, aren't you? Pretty good suit?
Oh, I'm feeling better every day.
Yeah. Can't you know how you happen to be recognized here at this Wingatow Beach Festival camp?
Well, I really came up here on a vacation. That was true. Right after I was discharged. After I walked by the camp and saw the tank, I said, well, that's what this was going to make him.
Now, how you thought? Because you know how it is.
So, haven't you got a brother with you?
I have a brother over in Rio de
Janeiro. Oh, what's he in?
He's in the 3rd Marine Division.
How's
when's the last you heard from him?
Well, we got a letter from him the 9th of March, I think it was. He's all right. He said these tanks were making up here were about the only things that could get through that egg.
How does that
everything
sound,
else got stuck.
He knows what they are, and you do too. Say, Ken, it wasn't easy back then to have that battle. Thinking about him over there, isn't it?
Well, I lost a little sleep, I guess, a couple of nights. I knew just about what he was going through. Of course, I guess it's not something that I have.
I don't know, Ken. Wherever the bullets are flying and the bombs are dropping, I don't care where it is, it's tough, isn't it?
That's tough, isn't it? I don't see
nothing. I see the guy that missed the towel for a gap over there.
That's a long story, Clark.
Could you give it to me, thumbnail stuff at all? Just
well, Naval Intelligence gave us the word to stand by for parachutes this time. Incidentally, the password was Little Stevens, and they came around and told us a story about the Little Stevens.
Told you the story?
The orders were to fire at him while they were in the air and use the bayonets on the ground. In the meantime, it lay there 6 or 7 hours, the room was nervous, and we got the word that they broke through our lines, and they called us on a telephone, and they were coming towards our position. The grass was about 2 feet high, so I volunteered to go out and get him. I had to use a bayonet. I hollered him a couple of times, and he stopped, and it was dark. I couldn't see, and I saw 4 legs, and I thought there were 2 of them. I started to go back, and I thought, well, I better get one of them. So I let the bayonet go, and there was a cow on him.
Yeah, you're the man I'm talking about, yeah.
Oh, sir.
Well, Kenneth, time's a flipping here. Juan is standing by with another worker. And whether you make it back to the Marines or not, I know you went over not long ago to try to get back in. Whether you do it or not, there are a couple of things that Roma Salsa thinks that you can use. First, it's a Kalamazoo product. A pair of these Bowers Surefire cigarette lighters that we've enjoyed using all around the country. And for the beta that's due soon at your house, something that everybody should be brought up in. We're shipping to you one of those famous kitty chips. They're living them, they're sleeping them, and they're safe. And third, by a piece of rare good luck, we found this 6-speed cable model long and short wave Spartan radio. You like it?
Thank you very much.
Thank you a lot, Sam. All right, Warren. Now, Paul Brunson to talk about an unhappy person, common headache, and youth.
Sorry, sir, that headache isn't becoming. So why keep on suffering? Got three-way misery? Get three-way relief. Try Bromo Seltzer. Start yourself on the way to a smile. When ordinary headache troubles you, it may have upset feeling and frazzled nerves as companions. And that's a situation where Bromo Seltzer shines. Quickly, Bromo Seltzer helps relieve common headache pain. Helps calm upset feeling and frazzled nerves. Quickly, you feel better three ways. You can take Bromo Seltzer after it settles or while it's still fizzing. Caution, use only as directed. For persistent or recurring headaches, see your doctor. But make short work of simple headache suffering. Try Bromo Seltzer. Find three-way relief and find it fast. A product of the Emerson Drug Company, Bromo Seltzer comes in 4 popular sizes. Buy a bottle from your druggist tonight and be ready to
fight headache!
Back here in Kalamazoo with these people who are building those wonderful beach busters. You know, when a beach buster, when beach busters put an army of our men in Sojo's front yard, a mule skinner will have had a hand in it. What's a mule skinner doing at Ingersoll? We're going to find out right now. This one is quite unusual. Young, pretty, and competent. Mrs. Helene Cross. Helene, tell us why you're called a mule skinner.
Because I drive a mule.
Really? Well, what kind of a mule? Tell us about that mule.
It's a one-ton lift truck with a hydraulic pump.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do? Just grab the load and take off, huh?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What sort of cargo do you carry?
Everything from garbage to a half of a tank.
And you like the job?
Very much.
Why?
Because I really get around. I see all and hear all.
Well, you go all over the plant, huh?
Right.
Well, that must be a thrill. You wouldn't rather work in the office?
No, I don't think so.
What kind of a boss do you have?
My boss is a 14-carat slave driver. But
But he's what?
But he's got a heart twice as big as he is, and I sure like him. Charlie Kuchner.
All right, Charlie can take a bow, too. Say, your husband's overseas with me.
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. What does he do over there?
He's a sergeant in the quartermaster's car.
Mm-hmm. What does he do in the quartermaster?
He drives a truck.
Drives a truck?
Mm-hmm.
And you drive a mule?
Right.
Which one's the better driver?
I don't know. He taught me all the tricks I know.
See? And have you ever knocked down any corners around the plant?
Oh, I make them quite square.
I see. Well, what do you do with your spare time, say, weekends?
Yeah, I get home on Saturday afternoon. I start the washing machine up, and Sundays I go out and help my father, mother, and son.
Oh, they have a farm in here?
Mm-hmm.
What do you do out there?
I tie grapes, pick grapes, and help my family.
Oh. Well, when the war's over, do you want to keep on being a mule skinner?
No, sir. I'm going to be a lady.
Huh? You mean no more coveralls, huh?
No more coveralls.
Say, oh, what does your husband plan to do?
He's going to have a gas station.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saving my money for.
You mean so that you can help him buy one?
Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Good for you. Say, if you could speak with him right now, what would you say?
Well, first of all, I'd ask him how he was because he's in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd probably ask him if he missed me.
Yeah? Well, what would you tell him?
Well, I'd tell him I was a good girl.
He'd
probably ask me that, too.
Sure. Well, he'd sure like to hear you say that, I know. I want to thank you, Helene, and we hope that he comes back. And we hope to get this gas station all right. Now, Broma Seltzer has for you something to say for him. First, a toolbox containing a complete set of professional carpenter tools. You think you can use that?
Why, Jenny?
Oh, look at that. That's a big one. And a saw, hammers, everything. And for you to send to him a heavy sterling silver identification bracelet. And for you, a two-piece light wool suit. It's in watermelon red with a straw picture hat and a bag and gloves all matching. And here's a gorgeous model to show you how they look on. Here she comes. And we want to thank you very much. Wish you the best of luck. This is Helene Cross.
Yes, sir. One little thing before we get started. I just read in the paper here something that made me feel good. I wonder if you can say the same where you live. Kalamazoo County went over the top today in this Red Cross drive. Folks, it's been a privilege being with you of Ingersoll today. We got a thrill with you this afternoon when Rear Admiral Cross Woodward presented the original model LVT that you folks turned out back in 43. The amphibian tanks you're turning out now, the Beach Buster, is certainly going to help speed our victory out in the Pacific.
And next week, Box Pop travels to Keesler Field, Biloxi, Mississippi. You're going to hear thrilling war stories of daring and danger. You'll hear how Army Air Sea Rescue Squadrons are saving our combat flyers in every war theater.
snatching them from death or capture by the enemy.
I know it's going to be good, folks. Lux Pop next Monday from Caesar Field, Biloxi, Mississippi. So be with us then and tell a neighbor to tune in too, won't you? Good night, folks.
So long, everybody.
All of you who have sons, brothers, husbands, and close friends in the armed forces have heard much of their courage and heroism. But there's another story. They are acquiring priceless assets, special skills, training, and experience. In the future, these assets will make them finer citizens, more valuable employees, and eligible for better jobs than before. Remember that. This message is presented in cooperation with the drug, cosmetic, and allied industries by the Emerson Drug Company on behalf of the Veterans Information Program. Be sure to join Vox Pop, the show that travels America next Monday night, same time, same station, when Parks and Warren visit Keesler Field, Mississippi. And remember, this is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.